Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this short segment, I'm going to cover an issue near and dear to my heart. But similar things to this are happening around the country. Government likes to dominate and take things over. A national treasure is in Austin, Texas. It's giant, 68-degree, mineral-rich springs that blast out of the rock. Native Americans, it was a sacred place. Spanish explorers camped out there. For 500 years of known history, Western history, it's been used by Europeans. It's Barton Springs, and I've been so busy over the years, I haven't had a chance to use it a lot, but I started making myself go and swim a few days a week, and this morning, it was the strangest thing. I was just thinking, man, I can't believe the government that's dedicated to ruining everything good hadn't put TSA here or something, or hasn't shut this down, and all of a sudden, I was finishing my mile swim. I had to hurry back and get back to the office. And all of a sudden, I see 6-7 construction-type bureaucrats and city people come in, and they're looking down in the water. I mean, it looks like the Caribbean in the morning there. We're talking like 20 feet deep in areas. Ocean eels come up the Colorado just to live there. There's like 4-foot eels in there. And I get up, and I go over, and I listen to them. There's nobody there to talk to people wearing hard hats and stuff. There's no construction going on, but they're all wearing vests, anti-state hard hats. They've got the Austin Aquatics head person there. And they're pointing down the water. And because alumni from UT, we have all the articles here, Aaron, because alumni from UT, it turns out 2 years ago, didn't like the fact there was little cracks here and there in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s cement on the sides, which is totally structurally sound. They were admitting that. Some little rebar down on the bottom where they paved an area of it back in the 40s. So there's just some little rebar instead of just patching it or something. They are going to drain it. They wanted to for a year. Then that was spending 9 months, then 6 months. They're going to now, and I go over and I listen to them, and they're going, yeah, we're shutting it down October 1st. And they have the plans all pulled out, and I'm listening. That's called spying, but I mean, I'm just right there hearing it all. And I go up and talk to the manager, and they go, no, there'll be a riot. No. Well, they won't tell us what they're planning. And I go, no, they're right down there now. Go down there. They're right down there saying they're going to shut it down until next summer, maybe longer. And they're going to tear everything out and drain it down to 1 foot. The eels will die, everything. Forget the stupid salamanders. There's plenty of those. It's all made up. And there's the bass are all eating them. There's like 2 foot bass in there. They're going to drain it, annihilate it. All because the UT Richie Riches don't want to see some old concrete that looks awesome. It looks awesome. Man, my little feet pattered on that when I was a baby. Aaron, we only got a few minutes left. We'll have you back on about this. But I had you go double-check it this morning. You found it in the Daily Texan. They're going to shut it down for 9 months. Tell us about it.
Well, they have one plan for 9 months. They say specifically it's going to be closed for sure in October and all winter long, completely shut down. They're going to let just in October the deep end be open. But they've tacked on hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to deal with the environmental issue of the salamanders. And who's really getting all that money is probably a bigger question. But it's a big infrastructure boondoggle, and people probably don't know from around the country that water is great year-round. People swim in there all year round.
Well, yeah, because when it's cold outside, all of a sudden the cold water is warm.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, and you know what? Lyndon LaRouge is coming up, but at the next little five-minute segment, at the start of the next hour, we'll come back in and you can actually go over it all. The point is, they use ignorance. Because when I walked over and I said, really, you're closing in October, and he goes, well, I didn't say that officially. And then I found out, other than this article from 2 years ago, they've never wanted anybody to know. So the people running the pool don't know because they don't want the slaves finding out and saying, and they go, well, it's a safety issue. And I go, what, is it going to collapse? No, but there's some rebar down there. I go, why don't you just patch that? I mean, that's from them in the 40s trying to pave the bottom of it. We don't want the bottom of it paved. Yeah. They're idiots.
Yeah, it's great there, but they've been planning this project, I guess, somewhat secretly for 3 years.
Well, that's because 3 years ago people said, we don't want it.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to sneak attack again.
That's true.
These governments do not serve us. Why don't you all just go out to your Formula One we're paying for, you know, taxpayers pay for, and get out of Austin, Lee Leffingwell, and all you scum, and all you UT alumni Richie Riches. Go swim in your swimming pools. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that sweet running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. For the balance of the hour, we're going to be joined by Lennon LaRouche here in a moment. If you don't know who he is, look into who he really is, not who the media says he is. Very interesting person with an amazing historical perspective. And I hear he's got a birthday. Has he already had it, or is it tomorrow? We're going to find out from the man himself. I guess I could go to Wikipedia and find out, but so much of what they say is wrong. We're going to be having Lennon LaRouche on here in just a moment from his offices. To break down what's happening in the world, and here's just an example. UN armed intervention may be necessary in Syria. That is a official UN press release. Well, there already is armed intervention. The West has been sending in Al-Qaeda and others, and that is now admitted. What we told you 8 months ago when the latest thing started, we told you a year and a half ago the Libya thing was started as a pretext. And now Iran is sending elite troops to aid Al-Assad's regime in Syria. That's the London Telegraph, and that's official out of Iran as well. So this is a full-blown proxy war, ladies and gentlemen. Barack hints the U.S. would join Israel in Iran strike. We share the challenge through our timetables. They're not the same, the defense minister says. A pre-Rosh Hashanah political event. Defense Minister Ehud Barak appeared the hint last night that he believed the United States would join Israel in a strike on Iran to prevent the Islamic Republic from obtaining nuclear weapons. So it's all moving towards that. Israel says differences remain between U.S. and Iran. That's Fox News. Canada closes embassy in Iran. That's a big sign. Intelligence Committee chair describes explosive confrontation between Netanyahu and American ambassador, complete with yelling and screaming at each other. Venezuela grabs U.S. ships saying it has arms. That's Forbes. The point is, things are going into hyper gear. Obama's talking about signing a executive order right now to go ahead and have the Pentagon take over the Internet. Even CBS News says it's draconian, anti-free speech. I mean, when they're saying that, you know you're in trouble. All of this is happening, and in the backdrop, Europe has been downgraded by Moody's to negative outlook. They're coming out with a super bond that'll just put people more into debt to the oligarch banks. All of this is happening, and that's why we've got Lyndon LaRouche joining us, because he was called by, you can look this up. I remember hearing this a couple of years ago. I went and looked it up. It was in the Washington Post. It was true. The CIA director back in the 80s called him, you know, the best intelligence, private intelligence operation in the world. National Security Council members said similar things. He used to land for weekly meetings himself and by helicopter at the CIA command center. You know, Ronald Reagan read his information, and people got jealous, George Herbert Walker, and had him set up and put in prison. Just amazing the type of stuff that they do. And it doesn't mean that I agree with all of Lyndon LaRouche's solutions, but his historical perspective is dead on. And the more I learn in my own research, the more I learn how right he is, which has become a big media event, that Jones is a LaRouchean. Now, what I am is a seeker of truth. That's what I'm seeking out. And that's why he's here with us. And sir, I hear that you are just about 90 years old. If you count 9 months in your mother's womb, I guess over 90. But I tell you, you don't look a day above 75. What's your secret to longevity?
I don't know. Maybe there's some virtue there somewhere or some reward for something I had done or not done. I just enjoy doing what I do. I feel committed to what I'm doing.
What is your birthday? Is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow is tomorrow.
Wow, so you'll be 90 years old on September 8th.
Yep.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
No one can say that you've sat around on your hind end for 90 years.
No. A lot of other places, but not that.
Wow. Let's get into world events first. Then I do want to speak a little bit about Lyndon LaRouche today and also open the phones up at the bottom of the hour for people that have questions or comments for you. But, I mean, I just read over just a snapshot of news today. I see the world lining up like we saw before the first two world wars. Am I wrong in intellectually, historically, but also in my gut, feeling the serious tremors in the force?
I think there are only two major sources of threat. One is the British monarchy, and the other is the British monarchy's puppet, which is Obama. The situation is that as the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States have shown, they understand that any war that breaks out now, such as in the Middle East or elsewhere, will be a thermonuclear war. There may be other minor things and conflicts which are going on, but any time the force comes in and someone says we're going to start the attack, it's going to be a full global attack, and it's going to be thermonuclear. And the question is, will anybody survive eventually, not merely out of the war, because you forget the Soviet or Russian and Chinese capabilities, which are very significant, and against the United States and Britain and something from France, which is the other side. And these forces are going to go against each other on a thermonuclear basis from the get-go. And that means that our submarines, our major submarines, are going to launch in their time. It's going to be a full launch, probably one or two rounds. Maybe with an hour and a half, it's all over. And the world looks pretty dead. So we're at a point where the idea of simple war, or war breaking out, or incidents leading to war, is not going to happen. What's happened is Russia and China have made a very firm commitment not to start a war, but to defend against it. Most people in the United States want no part of this. The only person but really behind it is the president, Obama. And Obama's with the Queen, but most of the people in Britain are not for this nonsense either. So we're on the verge of the worst kind of warfare one could imagine, which would break out very suddenly, with very little warning on any part. Certain services, such as the U.S. services, would understand and know that this is going on immediately.
Well, let me stop you there, sir, because what you're saying is obviously right on target, but people may not understand. The last two chairmen of the Joint Chiefs, the last three heads of CENTCOM, as you know, people can look this up, journalists can look this up, have refused to attack Iran, saying it would bring in China and Russia. Now they've sent the fleets over to menace China, and they think that that's going to allow this attack. But now even Dempsey, who's been known as not as smart as his predecessors, has been convinced and came out, as you know, last week and said, hey, I mean, the exact quote was a headline was, do not blame us when Israel strikes and don't think we're supporting it. So that type, I mean, to have chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying that shows that the military establishment, who love wars, I mean, you know, that's what they do. I mean, they love to be commanded off to war generally, are saying, do not do this. What? I mean, how significant is that? That signifies a mutiny within the saner sectors of the power structure.
I'm not sure the word mutiny is the right term. The point is because nothing that the Joint Chiefs and others are doing in that to that effect is a violation of anything on their part.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's the wrong term. It's a sanity call. What would you call it then?
I probably, the point is, if you've got to throw this president out of office, even though he's just been nominated, I don't think it's going to stick. And he's not in a winning position right now.
But what does it mean inside the government, where you have so many connections, to have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs come out and say something countervailing what the president and certain sectors of Israel are pushing?
Yeah, but the Joint Chiefs are operating within their powers of government. And the president doesn't dare challenge that directly. Because the president is not a popular president.
Am I right to say that it's seismic, though? I mean, how big of a deal is it to have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs come out, say that, and it gets almost no press?
You're talking about, if you're a member of the Joint Chiefs, and you're a patriot as I am, you're not going to play games, guessing games or anything with this policy. We know that any major war that breaks out on this planet will be a thermonuclear war. There are no minor wars possible. You cannot have a continuation of the war with the Middle East at all. Any such war will lead to thermonuclear war immediately. And that means that within about an hour and a half, most of the world is dead. And anyone who is competent, like the Joint Chiefs, or other people of the same interest, or Russians or Chinese, all the same thing. This war must not occur. And if somebody tries to start it, we should get them out of the way quick, because if we let this war happen, we're in the age of thermonuclear warfare, and nobody can win thermonuclear warfare. The human race might go extinct within the aftermath of such an attack. So no sane person, and I wouldn't include this president as sane, no sane person wants to start such a war. There are other means we're going to have to use to deal with conflict. Many of the means are not conflict at all, just arguments about how we're going to settle things. But we've come to a time where we have to learn the truth. You cannot have war among major nations today. No sane head of government would launch it. But I think there are some people who are not so sane, including our current president. But don't assume that with all the bula-bula that he's going to win this election. Right now, he's running as a loser, not because the other guys are smart, but because he is so bad. And he's losing anything resembling friends and supporters at a rapid rate.
Again, you have a lot of connections inside the Pentagon, CIA, you name it. I want to get their take on where this is going, other October surprises that this regime could pull, and how we do avert kicking off a wider war in the Middle East. The big proxy war is already on.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
There's Jimmy Vaughn, my good buddy.
Don't want no shackles.
Was it a great little party with him last night? He was playing for only about 40 people. Amazing. You know, I hope we don't have a nuclear war so I can still go out and hear people like Jimmy Vaughn play.
Down with Big Brother.
Yeah, down with Big Brother. All right, going back now to Lennon LaRouge, who's with us for the balance of the hour. Very honored to have him. The toll-free number to join us if you've got any questions or comments for him coming up in the next segment. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Our 800-259-9231. First-time callers for Lynn LaRouge, 800-259-9231. Lyndon, again, with all of your sources, I remember you were on a couple of years ago and you said it was building up to this. Now we're here. The power structure that thinks it can have this war, that's trying to overthrow Russia with proxy groups and political groups, the George Soros types, what do they think they're doing? Because then I have neocon groups come out and say, I'm bad and anti-American because I don't want to have war and I'm not supporting Obama. So it's elements of the conservative groups and, you know, the so-called Obama people. I mean, I'm bad, you're bad, because we don't want to have a giant war that even the top military in the news said will probably lead to a war with Russia or China. I mean, how are we bad for not wanting World War III?
Well, the point is, I think that the powers that be are really do not intend to have a thermonuclear war. They intend to have a limited kind of conflict, hope that they can break up resistance and take over and then kill people. Now, the best way to kill people is being done in the United States by those interests who have shut off the food supply, those who are insisting, like this president, on cutting out food consumption in an area where we are going running short of the food necessary to meet people, and he's trying to turn it into gasoline or something of that sort. It's the attempt to use bluff, threats, even terrible threats, exemplary cruelties, these kinds of things, trying to break the will of nation after nation, the way we unconstitutionally got into a war in Libya, which was a violation of our Constitution. And it's that wear and tear process, working on people's nerves and trying to drive them, intimidate them, and so forth. And the problem we have here is you see it in the election campaign. Now, Obama is not winning the election right now. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. That's a different matter. But the game is the bluff, intimidation, bluff, threats. The murders he's in the Middle East, the daily, weekly murders this president is doing without any constitutional authorization for it. So what you're seeing here is you're seeing a few people who are using the method of bluff to intimidate. If we ever got our act together in the United States, for example, we would have him out of there right away. And that can be done very quickly. We have the evidence to throw him out of office. Well, the problem, we have a weakness on the Republican side on this thing, as well as the problems on the Democratic side.
Well, as you point out, Congressman Jones from North Carolina has introduced the legislation to begin the impeachment. Obama says that NATO and other groups command our military and that Congress should just sit down and shut up.
Well, I think the truth of the matter is that there are some of us in the United States who are influential. As you know, there are a limited number of people who are really influential in the sense that they can push things in a direction which is, say, positive or the other way. And it's a limited number of people. The rest of them tend to follow pressures put upon them. And I think we're at the point that the really responsible layers in the United States, apart from the very much frightened and quiet one, remember, the poverty of our people, the suffering of our people is beyond anything. This is worse than the last, Great Depression. And our people are suffering this under this president in particular. I mean, the deliberate action by him in cutting down the food supply in order to make more gasoline, in order to starve farmers and others to death, that's the kind of thing you're dealing with right now. And if we get our act together as a nation, together with other nations who you may not like, but will cooperate with us on this, that cooperation can settle this matter. The problem is we haven't gotten that organized well enough together right now.
Amazing. Lynn LaRouche is our guest, and you can also visit their website, LaRouchePack.com, or also LaRouchePub.com. Lynn LaRouche will be with us on the other side to take phone calls. But before we do that, I want to ask him what else is front and center on his radar. I've got some articles from their site I want to go over, and I want to look at the economy in more detail, the state of the economy, what's happening with the euro, where he sees the dollar going straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, he turns 90 tomorrow, Lyndon LaRouche, and he is with us on the line. Right now, your phone calls are coming up. Lyndon, finishing up with all of your contacts in the Defense Department, in the CIA, everywhere else. Again, even the Washington Post admits you have amazing contacts. And you were here over a year ago saying that the military didn't want to do this. And so much of what you've talked about has now come out in mainstream media. So tell us what else is going on from your contacts that we're not aware of, that we don't know about, that's happening inside of the power structure.
Well, just take the things that don't get discussed one way or the other, at least not in a significantly significant way. Let's take the case of Curiosity. We launched a successful flight of this instrument to Mars. And that may seem just like something very spectacular. It got a lot of support from people, a lot of sympathy. It was done in defiance of Obama. And that's important. Now, the issue here is this. The problems we're talking about on politics are not so much the real issues for the long term. The great danger that we're facing is the danger from rocks in space. Now, this issue has been around for a long time. Edward Teller, the famous Edward Teller, now deceased, was a key sponsor of this effort to deal with this problem. It is an actual serious threat to mankind. Now, we have over periods of time, we have these giant rocks hitting different parts of the planet and taking out areas such as the equivalent of entire city areas, metropolitan cities, things like that. But once in a while, you get in the history of mankind, not in terms of living history of mankind, but of the territory, you get one big rock hits the earth, and everybody on earth dies, or everything on earth tends to die. It may come back later. So we're now in a point where the key issue before us in terms of defense of nations is the defense of earth from these rocks. And the increase of the danger of that source is notable. So therefore, we've got to do something about it. And what happened was, by putting this thing over the president's strongest objections, to put this thing on Mars, on Curiosity, on Mars, we set into place an absolutely indispensable mechanism by which at the speed of light, which is the communication between us and Mars, we can determine things and make decisions and to plan actions which will enable us now to realize what Edward Teller tried to deal with while he was still alive, the danger of rocks from the area of Jupiter down into so forth.
Well, that's right. Well, when they saw Shoemaker Levy crash into one of the gas giants and they did calculations, they know now that every few thousand years we get hit by big rocks, every 100 or 1,000 or so we get hit by these big mega rocks, every million or so ones that kill most life on the planet. And it just shows that why does the current ruling elite, because we've had corrupt elites before, but they wanted to build things, they wanted to advance things, they wanted to, I mean, even old colonialism, depending on the variant, did some good. Overall, it was bad, but now I see things like the new Obama 2012 film with Dinesh D'Souza coming out, and he's there, you know, saying Obama is a anti-colonialist. That's why he wants to destroy the West. But really, he's one of these British monarchy monopoly globalists that is actually trying to destroy the old hearts of empire. They're in a type of Malthusian de-evolution program against the old nation states. How would you quantify that?
I would quantify that by the British monarchy qualification. Reduce the human population, presently estimated in the range of 7 billion persons, to 1 billion persons in a short order. And that's the British policy. That's the policy of Obama. Oh, he hasn't put it in exactly those terms, but that's what it is. What has he done? We don't have production of food anymore. We are destroying food supplies as they're being produced by turning them into, you know, chemical fuels. So we are actually in a process of a small group of people, really. It's not a big crowd. It's a small group of people. But our people have been so crushed. Most people in the United States are crushed. Their existence is being crushed. And, you know, since the past three generations, or the past three administrations, the rate of destruction of our economy is horrible. So the real issue is to get back to a real economy, which means we have to get rid of this hyperinflation, and that can be done by one law. We can get rid of the whole hyperinflation.
Bring back Glass-Steagall?
Yep. It'll do
it. Let me ask you this question, because I know you're a historian in this area. I mean, this is a Venetian black nobility Balkanization form of welfare developed between the city-states in what is Italy today. We know that it's exported to England. That then becomes the model of empire. But why get us into the minds of these people? Why do they want to not have a space program? Why do they want to make people poor? Why do they love? I mean, why are they so evil?
Well, take the case of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire died, and all these empire systems have died. They've died out of their own self-destruction beforehand. Byzantium, the same kind of thing. The old Venetian system, again, the same thing. The Dark Ages were the old system. Then you had a revival of the same kind of system, which came up with the Anglo-Dutch version, which was called the New Venetian Party. The New Venetian Party was then established the British monarchy and established it as an empire. And so, therefore, you have a history of this tradition, of this kind of system, of the, what we call the oligarchical system, comes up where a few people are tried by various means to control the planet or large parts of it and do a general destructive thing. The problem has been that despite our constitution and despite our intention and the intention of some other countries to this effect, we have not been able to secure an actual system of government which conforms to what our intention was in creating the United States. Even the United States was unable during much of its history to avoid being crushed and gobbled up by oligarchical influences. And that's the same thing now. You have a very small minority of the influential part of the populations of various nations who are now raising hell against, literally, against the human species. And this old thing is there. And we have somehow lost the guts to get rid of it. Because what you see with the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States, and you see with similar institutions in Europe and other parts of the world, that we do have the implicit ability to mobilize the kind of reforms which could be readily applied now to give us a system of global nation states, which would be, they might not all agree with each other, but we have a way of living together as nation states.
Briefly, before we go to calls, sir, can we get your take on the current state of the economy and what's happening in Europe and where you see all of that going?
We're on the verge of an actual disintegration of the world economy, a chain reaction kind of breakdown. If this policy continues, if Obama were to continue as president, I can assure you that you would not have civilization on this planet. So the Republicans aren't doing anything good, but Obama is something with his foreign influences, which is the greatest threat to the existence of the United States and other nations that I know of on this planet today.
What did you make of his statement telling entrepreneurs and scientists and inventors that you didn't build that? I mean, that was a calculated statement. What is the point of a statement like that?
Well, the man lies. There's no truth in him. He's a pathological case. As a matter of fact, as I've described him, if you back in history, he's a guy somebody picked up as a result of a wise guy dirty trick as an echo of the Emperor Nero. And if you read the history, the detailed history of the Emperor Nero, and you look at the mentality of this president, you find the two things concur. They coincide. But somebody and some people got the bright idea of taking this character and by means which I wouldn't call exactly legal, got him picked as a president and stuck him in office. And you see what he's done since being in office. He's done everything indirectly as imitations, to some degree Adolf Hitler, in the sense that similar kinds of things were done, and were done by the Emperor Nero and a few other creeps in between there.
Well, yeah, trying to shut down most of our coal power plants, trying to pass carbon taxes, trying to end free speech, arresting journalists who talk to whistleblowers, charging whistleblowers with the Espionage Act. I had Chris Hedges, the renowned Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist on, who's a very respected, quote, liberal, and he said Obama is much worse than Bush. And we could say, well, Bush, Obama are puppets, but whatever oligarchy team is behind him are raving lunatics, because there is a madness of power. We tend to look at elites and say they know what they're doing. There's a method to the madness. But you talk about Nero or Caligula. Those are good examples. I mean, it really is. They're so disconnected. It's like what's coming out at the Justice Department. These women are resigning now, so that lends credence, and a lot of other suits are getting filed. The bizarre sexual escapades, the dressed up in dominatrix outfits, calling men into their offices, the doing things on air I can't even mention. This is a group of lunatics.
A fair term.
So what do you expect them to do to try to hold on to power? Because you're right. Big Democrats like Hillary aren't going. Rahm Emanuel, you know, left early from the convention this week. Was it Newsweek or was it Time came out and said, hit the road, Obama. I mean, it does look like a lot of the power structure is moving away from Obama. Why is that?
Well, essentially, they know that. But the part is the way the control works. The control works through a few very powerful, also financially powerful people in various parts of the world who are able to lure other people into going along with this kind of stuff. You see, many people, for example, we don't have any industries left in the United States today. They were taken away. Taken away in the past dozen years, especially. So the people feel powerless. Many people are going to die of starvation, actually, in the United States. And for other reasons. The situation of our people is hopeless. And yet it's very difficult to mobilize the people to defend themselves.
Well, yeah, we've got 47 million people roughly on food stamps. You've got just all these other economic numbers that show we're really in a depression for 4 years. You've got crime exploding. But the mainstream media tries to put a cover on it and say, oh, we left the recession 4 years ago. It's almost a Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. While the Obama administration does everything it can with Economics 101 to hurt poor people while posing as their savior. Imagine if we didn't have the people on the welfare cards, the digital food stamp cards, having 47 million people on the street at soup lines, what that would look like every day.
Well, the problem is that our government has failed us. Our political parties have failed us. The political parties go along to get along. That's their slogan. And this has been, they've been a charge for that for a long time. This slogan of the Senate, the slogan of the Congress, go along to get along. And the rule that generally rules our congressional system, our representative system, is that piece of corruption called go along to get along, which is the motto of the Congress. And as long as we allow the Congress to go along to get along, and thus refusing to challenge their colleagues in the Congress to cut this crap out, then we get this kind of government.
Yeah, I know what's happening historically, and I want your brief take on this, and we're going to go to call, sir. So many times you mentioned Nero and others. When they have all this power, the people in control at the very top start almost flirting with disaster, almost tempting it in their indolence, in their spoiled rottenness. It's like a moth to flame, and they play with destruction. They flirt with it and then bring it.
That's the case of history. You take what we know of human history. We know that this kind of phenomenon is the source of all corruptions. It's something which becomes a kind of a mass movement of self-corruption. And those things have happened. Whole nations and even empires have disintegrated under that kind of corruption. We have not yet succeeded, except in a few exceptional terms, especially in trying to do that with the North American development of our system. But even our system then became corrupted in the same way.
Look, when Time magazine writer Joel Stein makes fun of aborted babies, I covered it before you got on, and says we should have a beauty pageant of dead babies, and this is Time magazine, it's reached a level of just insane Romans running around doing the types of things that Nero did at parties. And it just shows that these are lunatics. Let's go to phone calls. Joe in South Carolina, you're on the air with Lyndon LaRouche. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. LaRouche, 2 points. One, you talk about trying to mobilize the people to fix things here, get rid of people like Obama. When we have something like the GOP that clearly doesn't want to fix the problem, obviously, because if they really wanted to get rid of Obama, they'd put someone like Ron Paul or the like of that as the candidate, because you pull all the Republicans, you pull a lot of independents, you pull a lot of other people that support that kind of character and would get rid of someone like Obama and start fixing the problem. So we don't even have a political party that A, has the clout, and then B, the second point is that our electoral system is rigged to a certain extent. I mean, our computer.
Yeah, but there needs to be a question here because we don't have a lot of time. The bottom line is he's saying the power structure itself is beginning to ignore the corrupt elements at the top. And that's the real revolution, is the velvet restoration of intellectually not complying, not going along, and speaking out against the system. I mean, is that what you're getting at, Lennon?
Well, no, specifically what happens is when many people start to suffer and there's not enough to go along, then some people decide that, well, somebody have to survive and we have to survive. Unfortunately, other people will have to go. And when that policy comes in and that practice comes in, that's what you've got right now. You've got that attitude within many parts of the public. You've got people in desperate conditions and nothing is being done. And the president who's doing this to them, the worst president we had in our history, this president, is actually the engineer who's being given the support to carry out just exactly those policies.
Amazing. All right, we're going to come back, talk to Brad, listening on XM 166, talk to Scott, Joseph, Anthony, with quick questions, folks. You can, for Lynn LaRouche, I mean, kind of a speech about how we're in trouble, the political system's corrupt. Yeah, we've been talking about that for 40 minutes. 45 minutes. I mean, we know that. I'm not saying the caller's a bad caller. It's just that, yes, exactly. We have an insane ruling elite.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Coming up, new TSA documents are out. Checkpoints on the highways with body scanners. Get ready. That just broke at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Lynn LaRouche is our guest here. Let's go to Brad in Virginia, listening on XM Channel 166. Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Love your show. First-time caller. Mr. LaRouche, you're a great patriot. Thank you for all that you're doing to bring these this evil to the public's attention. I want to first state that it seems like a lot of effort can be wasted trying to identify the source of the evil when we all know that it, the source of the evil is unseen. My question to you is, given the fact, how do we, based upon your wisdom, organize on the local level to be effective and maintain effectiveness without trying to steer it to a Dem Republican type standoff?
The point is, don't worry about it. What we have to do is you always start with a small force to organize something. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. And then the world goes into a bad condition as a result. But the point is, what I find out that I concentrate only on things that I think are worth defending, or more than worth defending, are urgent to be defended. And that's the only way, to do that, you've got to get some knowledge. You've got to know what you're talking about. You've got to know what you're talking about, not only in terms of analysis, you've got to know what you're talking about in terms of what will work.
Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Just go to the sound of the guns. And, you know, I have been somebody who says, oh, lesser of two evils, I'm not going to vote for anybody. But the fact that, that even people like Lynn LaRouche are saying, you know, don't vote for Obama when he's nonpartisan, shows you that that group is so criminal and so insane, they've got to go. And we're not saying Romney's good either, but beginning, you know, at least something new in will give people a breather. I mean, is that what you're getting at, Lennon, or am I wrong?
In that direction. If we're fighting for the right thing and stick to it and don't try to be opportunistic, but because people have seen so many lies and the lies to which they've been subjected by people who they thought represented them, have made them very angry.
So what do you do in the election then? I mean, just like kind of stand. I mean,
I don't believe that party systems are that important. You know, George Washington didn't want a party system, but some other people in the United States decided they wanted party systems.
No, I agree with you. I don't like the party system. It turns into gangs. So what are you saying? We can just take over a party, create a new party, get rid of the parties. What do you do?
No, the problem is this. People get so partisan that they think they're playing a football or a baseball game and don't think about the effect for the nation, they decide they're going to have a party and they're going to win. I think that's nonsense. I think the question is just try to educate people and bring them to an understanding of what the real problems are.
No, I agree. We'll never fix the party system if people don't understand we're run by foreign banking oligarchs. Mr. LaRouche, have you noticed suddenly in financial publications and CNBC, they're bragging that we've been conquered by a banking oligarchy, but saying the bankers know best? What is this flaunting in our face?
Well, they're actually whistling Dixie, so to speak, because they don't have anywhere. Look at the whole situation in Europe. Look at the situation in the United States. Look at all these institutions that claim to manage international finance. They're not controlling anything. Any day now, any moment, the entire Europe, Western, the Central European system can disintegrate. Now, our people in Europe and together don't want a disintegration of Europe. But there are people who say, we're going to force you to do as we want, or we're going to destroy you. And people are sometimes intimidated and fall prey to this sort of thing. But the only thing you can do, you've got to fight for the truth. If you can't fight for the truth, you're going to lose anyway. So I think the point of being independent, but also I think the mistake is the kind of partisanship is like a football game. Or
hey, what? Do five more minutes with us. I want you to be able to finish up on that and take a few calls if you can.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.